Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. God has blessed Jacob with many livestock, children, and servants, yet he was living on his uncle's land. Division seems to be brewing in the family, so welcome to my series, Jacob, God's Choice. We're working on wrapping up the series, and which means it's time for Jacob to move on. Laban, that's Jacob's uncle, became bitter towards Jacob because his flocks became stronger and larger, and his flocks became weak and fragile. God Almighty then spoke to Jacob, "Return to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you." So Jacob started packing and placed all his children and wives on camels. They started moving the livestock all towards the land where Jacob had grown up. Rachel was not leaving without her dad's idols, so she quickly rode home to her dad's house and put all of the household idols, stuffed them in the camel's saddle, and left with Jacob. It took some 3 days before Laban got word that Jacob had packed up his family, flocks, possessions, and fled. He also discovered that all of the household idols were missing, but gathered all his kinsmen and pursued this fleeing caravan. It took 7 days for them to catch up to Jacob. Laban could see Jacob's camp in the distance, and so he devised plans as to what he would do when he caught up with Jacob. That night, God visited Laban in a dream, and these words were left with him. "Be careful that you do not speak to Jacob either good or bad." Laban entered Jacob's camp prepared to do harm, but because of the vision he had from God, he made peace with Jacob. They built a stone pillar and promised not to pass this point to do harm to each other. Early the next morning, Laban arose and kissed his grandsons and his daughters and blessed them. Laban returned to his home without his household idols. Jacob continued on the journey that would lead him to wrestling with God Almighty. It is clear God is deeply involved in Jacob's life. He's blessed him with many things, but not land. God has called him to return to the land of his fathers, or better known as the Promised Land. Yet, on the way, he will encounter God in a very unique manner. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.